Hold tight to the cross and do not let the evil things of this world push Jesus out of your life. Amen?
Amen.
Good morning, everyone. I am Deacon Bob, and I am from St. Elizabeth Seton in the Lafayette, Indiana Diocese. It is certainly good to be back here at St. Cyril for this weekend. As much as I hate the impending cold weather coming to the north, I am pretty confident you will see me again in January and February. So on behalf of our pastor, Father Mario, our very fine celebrant this morning, Father Scott, we welcome all of you to St. Cyril. We are so very glad you have joined us this morning in worship of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. A special welcome to any other visitors with us here today, and please know that the doors and the hearts of this parish are always open for you. You know, as an ordained minister of the Catholic Church, one of the obligations we have is to preach the entire gospel of Jesus and to do so truthfully. And that means we have to speak openly on aspects of human behavior and how they relate to the gospel. And sometimes those human behaviors we are speaking to are very dark. A month ago in August, a Pennsylvania grand jury released a lengthy report detailing over 300 clergy members in six Pennsylvania Catholic dioceses committed horrific, repetitive sexual abuse of children over a 70-year period. The number of children who were victims total over 1,000. Compounding these horrific acts, the Pennsylvania grand jury report details how this abuse was allowed to continue and was systematically covered up by various priests and bishops serving as church authorities. Regrettably, the sexual abuse and subsequent cover-up that happened in Pennsylvania is not an isolated set of events. For earlier this summer, Cardinal McCarrick, the former Archbishop of Washington, resigned after credible allegations were made that the Cardinal sexually abused minors and adult seminarians over the course of decades. Earlier this year, a Vatican envoy confirmed that the Roman Catholic Church in Chile, South America, had for decades allowed sexual abuse to go unchecked. And just this past week, a report was issued out of Germany detailing over 3,600 cases of abuse in that 770-year period. And this report also talks about how files were destroyed in attempts to cover this up. And sadly, this abuse has occurred in other places: Los Angeles, Philadelphia, Milwaukee. And as you can see, these are occurring not only here in the United States, but they are a worldwide issue. Nor is this evil only recently discovered. This horrific issue first came to light back in 1985. That was some 33 years ago, when a priest over in Louisiana pled guilty to molesting 11 children. Then it became apparent this was a much larger scandal when in the early 2000s, the sexual abuse crisis was exposed again, and it absolutely rocked the Archdiocese of Boston. And all these various events, they have the same pattern. Abuse occurred. It's covered up. It's allowed to continue. You know, and sadly, we truly have no idea how many innocent children through the years were victims in a church environment of these sickening acts of abuse. For every victim that steps forward, there are countless others that do not. As you know, for several years I served as a minister in a juvenile behavioral unit which housed victims of abuse. The trauma experienced by these children is immense, and it was difficult to hear what those children went through during the abuse. And as I listened, I would struggle with how human beings could inflict these kind of things onto other human beings. And as you know, victims are often selected based on their innocence and their inability to defend themselves. And then it was difficult to see firsthand what these children go through after the abuse. For instance, one 12-year-old boy would freeze up and almost become unresponsive whenever he heard the words school and teacher. You know, fear, anxiety, loss of control, substance abuse, suicidal behaviors. These are just some of the terrible after effects experienced daily in the lives of abused children. And even with therapy, those effects can last deep into adulthood. Or worse, they never go away. Now, I know this abuse was uncovered years ago. And the church, through the various dioceses, have taken steps to protect children and have created policies to ensure a safer environment. Abuse training, background checks, conduct response teams, audits, deeper vetting of those who desire to become clergy are some of the items now in place. And I also know explanations have been given for the abuse, such as the abuse was done by men ordained in the 1960s and 70s, or that the requirement for celibacy is to blame. And I also want to caution everyone, we should only deal with facts and not rumors or unproven allegations. But right now, none of those actions or explanations are stemming the anger and disgust I personally feel over the proven, unimaginable, cruel, abusive behavior inflicted on innocent children by men who were ordained to be the image of Jesus. Abuse of a human being is a reprehensible, shameful, evil crime committed by a predator. And then to add to this evil, ordained men serving as church authorities demonstrated severe lapses in judgment that allowed this behavior to continue for years. It was intentionally covered up, it was hidden away, and these known predators were allowed to continue. Failure to stop the abuse and safeguard the faithful of the church, to safeguard the children of the church from abusive behavior, is inconceivable and inexcusable. Full, honest transparency is needed now. Amen?
Amen.
You know, I'm sure I'm not alone in that anger and disgust. And I'm sure there's just a host of emotions over this very dark chapter of church history. The healing process for this crisis and all that are affected by the abuse will be a long, difficult, and complex one. And it starts with an apology at all levels. So as a deacon, as an ordained minister of the Worldwide Catholic Church, I personally, and with humility, offer my heartfelt, sincere apology to every victim of abuse through the world and to their families. Your pain and suffering is immense and should have never been inflicted upon you. And then I must apologize to you, the Catholic faithful, for any doubts, loss of trust, anger, or any other issues this crisis has caused. For you, the faithful, you deserve clergy that are not stained by this scandal. And then after the apologies, we must pray. Pray long and hard for all victims of abuse. Pray that they experience healing and comfort, that they grow into peace of mind and the heart and soul that only Jesus, the greatest healer of all, can deliver. Father God, I ask you to take their pain and emptiness and fill it with your light. Take the rage and fears from their hearts and replace it with your calmness and stillness. Show all the victims of abuse that what lies ahead is better. And may they see your grace and love on every horizon in their life. Amen.
Amen.
You know, apologies and prayers for the church, by the church, for what has happened are needed. Processes and procedures to protect children in the church are needed. But what is also needed is a return to the basic passion and fire of the gospel. We must understand the lukewarm complacency about evil and sin out in the world can be present inside the church also. It is what has brought us to this point here today, where some clergy in the church have turned their back on Jesus and the gospel and chose instead to go down a dark, twisted, evil path. You know, Jesus warns us about being spiritually lukewarm. From the book of the Revelation, chapter 3, The risen Jesus says to the church of Laodicea, I know about your activities, how you are neither cold nor hot. I wish you were one or the other, but since you are neither hot nor cold, but only lukewarm, I will spit you out of my mouth. You understand that completely, what he's saying. Complacency and a casual attitude towards our relationship with Jesus and the gospel is a springboard to sin, and sin is death. Now, all of us must recognize that the spiritual battle with evil, that's very real. And we're not insulated from it just because we are Catholic. Ephesians chapter 6:11 describes this evil. It is not against human enemies that we have to struggle, but against the principalities, the ruling forces who are masters of the darkness, the spirits of evil in the heavens. You know, that evil's out there every day. And it's always looking for opportunities to tempt all of us away from Jesus. Never stand down your guard from evil. Amen?
Amen.
You know, the way to fight complacency and evil, that's to hold tightly to the hand of Jesus. Draw ever closer to him. From John 15:5, Jesus says, I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever remains in me, with me in him, bears fruit plenty. But cut off from me, you can do nothing. You know, Jesus is telling us point blank. Attached to him, we have life. Detached from him, and we will shrivel away to nothing. So hold tight that hand of Jesus, regardless of the circumstances in your life, and never, ever let go. For there is no place of life on this side of the cross where you are better off letting go the hand of Jesus and going your own way. Hold tight to Jesus. Arm yourself then with reading and praying of Scripture and keeping his commandments. From John 14:23, Jesus says, anyone who loves me will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we shall come to him and make a home in him. I mean, think about that. The Creator of life, God of all, wants to make a home in you. Why would anyone refuse that? Why would anyone react casually to that desire? So unleash the Holy Spirit within. Have a passion for Jesus. Let him reside deep in here. Let the fire of the Holy Spirit burn brightly and guide your life in all aspects on this side of the cross. And all of us in the church, clergy, laity, we need to strive every day and work towards that deeper encounter and relationship with Jesus. For a heart filled with Jesus, a heart filled with the passion of Jesus, is neither complacent nor is it receptive to sin. And a heart full of Jesus does not abuse or hide the abuse of children. Amen?
Amen.
Well, brothers and sisters, pray for all involved in this crisis. Pray for healing. Pray for a return to a passion for Jesus. Never allow these dark moments and the sinfulness of others to come between you, your Catholic faith, and Jesus Christ. Your redemption, your deliverance, your salvation from sin into life eternal with God are the true core matters of life. Do not let the actions and evils of others sway you from that path and the eternal destiny offered by the bloodstained cross and the empty tomb of Jesus. Do not allow these evil actions to turn you away from the sacraments here at the church. For coming to church on Sunday and receiving the very body and blood of Jesus is critical to life itself. Persevere in your pursuit of holiness. Live a life following Jesus Christ. Be strong and of good courage, for the Lord thy God is with you always. Stand tall. Walk in the light by what you know. Thank you, St. Cyril. May God bless you and your families all the days.